3. Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. I'm your host, Roger Z, presenting live music to the Westchester area. So glad to have our special guest today, Mr. Don Ryan.
Howdy do there.
From Hawthorne, New Jersey.
Yeah, Hawthorne.
I used to live in Teaneck, New Jersey, not too far away.
I work over near there, yeah. I used to be from Passaic, New Jersey. Familiar with that?
No.
It's a good town to be a bullet.
you go through it quick?
They let you fly free if you're a bullet there. Not so good to be me, but I'm out of there now, so it's beautiful.
Let me ask you a question, Don. You're one of the people who got on the show by basically emailing me.
Yeah, my friend, Not the Kid, mutual acquaintance, mutual
That's
friend
right.
of ours. Good man, Bobby Longtoe.
You're working on a CD. Is it on his label?
Well, yes and no. I mean, his label, I'm not sure if it's a label so much as just a bunch of fools getting together and putting out some CDs together, but, sure, it'll be on his label.
Where do you mostly work these days, Don?
Well, I work all around Manhattan, gigging in Manhattan, mostly in Brooklyn a lot.
Name some clubs.
Well, I've pretty much seen the inside of every dive bar in New York at this point, like in the last year. I started doing this about a year ago. I was in a bunch of bands throughout my life and kind of, you know, they all fizzled out, and so I just kind of got tired with the notion of just being playing with other people, because musicians, you know, not the most reliable bunch, and so it's pretty much just been kind of everywhere. It's just
a blur. Give me some names.
169 Bar has been really good to me. That's in, it's like Chinatown. The Trash Bar has been cool. That's in Brooklyn. And but like I said, it's just been kind of so steady that I don't really know. I haven't played too many places twice. You know, there's been a few places where I'll do a few nights in a row, a few nights here and there. But like, it's not really. It's just kind of been everywhere, which is good. It's been a really cool run for the last year.
You have a website people can check out where you're playing?
I do. It's myspace.com/DonRyanMusic.
You must have some of your tunes on there.
Yeah, there's four tracks from the album and then a live track from Bar East. And, I'm still working on the album. So, like, there's, say, I'm 80% done with it now, but I have a few tracks that I've shown people that, you know, I give out in like a sampler CD and all that.
Is it a solo CD, or you have more pieces on it, or?
Yeah, it's a big production. I mean, when I play live, at this point, it's just me. I'm gonna put a band together eventually, but kind of just don't really want to do it at this point. But yeah, it's basically I played pretty much everything on there. You know, we program the drums because I'm recording in a small apartment in Weehawken, New Jersey, and can't bring a drum set in there. You wouldn't even be able to fit it. So we program the drums, but everything else, pretty much I play bass, keyboard, sing, and guitar.
Awesome. Why don't you play us a little something from the CD or whatever you like?
All right, beautiful.
All right.
Dreams in such ways, eating yesterday's and discarded time by his tongue. Silent sting. you said. Play another one then.
And drinks on the rocks. So tiptoe on over to us, our sleepy little home. Roll on up, you can fill your cup with our poison for the road. In Tangletown, we don't get high, it's such a long way down. No gun, no fun, sunny days, warfare's alibi. Come to Star Towns, my friend. With ice pick precision, we'll run you off the road again. My friend, with ice pick precision, we'll run you off the road again. Down.
few more. All right, wow, blitzing them. All right, cool. Keep them coming.
In the waiting days when everyone was home, the entertainment slow, no confetti was thrown, and the masses in the street all shuffle their feet. Though they do the walkabout, they'll do it fast asleep. Welcome to the waking of the ticker tape parade. In your head it's where you need to be. Starts to play, get up and do the walkabout and join in the parade. Marching faces laced with morphine and drip-dried sun, all the masses in the street all together as one. Welcome to the waking of the ticker tape parade. In your head, it's where you need to be.
Keep them coming. Let's try this one here. It's a quick one.
Dead but once. Tin can eyes replace a window, paint into a heart. And this chameleon in victim skin should have been seen from the start. Procession of fools riding on into the sun, riding on into the sun.
All right, nice job.
Thank you, sir.
What made you want to become a songwriter?
I don't know exactly. I played guitar when I was about 12 or 13. I can tell you what made me want to become a guitar player. My mom asked me, "Do you want to take some guitar lessons or something?" I didn't really care. I was just sort of like, you know, get off my back, whatever. Yeah, I'll do it. Cool. And so I went down, basically down the street to this guy in town, and once I saw him play, it was unbelievable. I'd never realized you could do that on a guitar. And to this day, you know, the guy I took lessons from, Dennis Kimmack, is just like the most incredible guitar player I've ever seen. So it just set a fire under me. And but as far as songwriting goes, I don't know. Like I never really wrote songs in the beginning. I guess I sort of did, but not too much. Yeah, it pretty much just came about, I guess, later in high school. I started writing things. I was into metal and all that stuff, so I'd write that, and then, I don't know, I just always experiment with different styles, I guess.
So you said you were playing around town with bands for a while. What genre music were the bands playing?
It was all different stuff. I pretty much never stayed in the same genre twice with a band. Like, you know, pretty much through high school and most of college, it was metal. And then kind of did some, like, I don't know what the hell I did after. It was like this, it was a disaster after that. But then a friend of mine and I started a band called The Color Engine, which was like pretty much a Beatles-esque kind of psychedelic thing, which that was kind of cool. And then that broke up, so here I am.
Very interesting. So, we're going to get to the prepared questions.
And the unprepared answers.
Yeah. So, if you were stranded on a desert island, which CDs would you bring?
I'd bring 3 copies of Debbie Gibson's Electric Youth.
Okay. If you had to put together your dream band, who would be in it, living or dead?
Well, the one guy I always wanted to jam with that I never got a chance to was Dimebag Darrell.
He was shot on stage.
Yeah. And I probably wouldn't be a musician right now if it weren't for that guy. Like when I was 16, I snuck backstage at a Pantera show and just kind of hung out with him. I was basically his shadow for a few hours, and he was just giving me all kinds of advice. And I didn't really know that I wanted to be a musician for the rest of my life until that day. And at the end of the night, I went to shake his hand goodbye, and he gave me a big bear hug and just told me, you know, don't stop. And I didn't. And a few months before he died, I met him again, and I don't really get sappy with people, but, you know, for some reason I felt compelled to tell him that he changed my life, and he was cool about it. I mean, he was just, you know, a cool drunken redneck, so he's just, all right, have fun with it, man, have fun with your new life. But it's cool, man. It was really, like, pretty much, I think he's the only one I can attest to that I would love to jam with, that I would, top of my list, somebody I'd want to play music with.
Wow, that's pretty heavy experience.
Who'd be your dream band, Roger?
Well, I've said this before. It would have been nice to play bass with the Doors. Didn't have a bass player live. But it's not really about me. It's about you. I live my life. I live my dreams. You're a young man.
I live my nightmares.
So how's it going? I mean, do you see a... I mean, what's your hope for the CD that you're recording now?
There's really no hope for it in any capacity aside from it existing. I mean, that's kind of the thing. I try not to focus on all that other stuff of, like, how people are going to perceive something, because I don't know how they're going to perceive it. And ultimately, you know, when you get into that mindset, you do stupid things like pandering and, you know, writing things that are just to please a certain audience, and you make yourself really lame. So I just kind of try not to really focus on it too much. Just get the thing done, and hopefully, you know, I'll like it at least. You know, that's really my only hope, is that I will at the end of the day go, all right, that's cool.
I'm admiring your guitar.
Why, thank you.
What a beauty. Where did you pick that beast up?
Got this at Guitar Center like a year ago or so. It just plays really well. I didn't even really like the look of it so much. You know, it's a little pristine looking or something. But I don't know, I saw it and I just kind of took it down and started playing. And I was like, this is it for me. Like, this is definitely my guitar.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what gigs do you have any gigs coming up in the near future, next month or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I have May 14th at the Alphabet Lounge. There's like a bunch of them coming up. This weekend I'm playing a couple of shows in the city. Basically, check the MySpace, because it's the schedule is like throughout the summer now, and there's a couple of shows coming up, and I'm still working on booking more, so...
Now, when you play, do you play like a show with like three or four performers, or is it just you at most?
It's just me. Occasionally, yeah, you know, a drunken friend or two will join me. Not even really invited sometimes, but yeah, it's pretty much just me.
What do they expect from you? What do the clubs expect from you? Do they expect you to fill the room, or?
Yeah, well, they'd love it if I did. I would too, but they really just expect that you bring, I guess, a decent amount of people, 30 people or so. It's not, you know, nothing undoable.
So you've got 30 people you can bring to a room?
Sure. My family. No,
you must have quite an extended family.
No, actually, my family still hasn't come out yet. Kind of good thing, I don't know. Sing these songs for my... All my songs are about drinking and all that. Drinking and drugs. I don't want to show my mom that.
Well, don't show her this DVD, that's for sure.
Don't do drugs, kids. Or you could be like me.
So when do you usually write? Do you like sit down and say, I'm going to write a song? Or are you just noodling and something comes to you, or you wake up in the middle of the night, sing something into a tape recorder?
I never sit down and say I'm going to write a song, but the latter two, definitely. I mean, I pretty much am writing all the time. Like, there's never a time where I'm not working on at least two or three songs where, like, you know, I got my hand in something, but... Yeah, it's just kind of all the time, it's compulsive. I don't know why I do it, but I just have to do it.
Any last words you want to say to your studio audience?
Not really. Thank you and that other dude for doing the camera here, camera work and all that. Swell fellas. That's about it. Anything you'd like to say? This is all about me. No, you can't say anything.
That's all about you.
Good evening, folks.
You did a nice job. I'm hoping, hoping you get some success and satisfaction for this. Thanks so much for coming
on. Thank you.
All right, bro.